Mayor Olivia Chow wanted a review of Toronto's heat response strategy, and she got it. Bringing back 24/7 cooling centers is a part of the motion adopted late last night at City Council. But an organizer with the Shelter and Housing Justice Network, Lorraine Lamb, says there needs to be more concrete action and sooner.
The motion includes we're going to review the need for cooling centers. We don't need a review. We don't need a 4-month review to determine that the heat is dangerous. We all know that the heat is dangerous. What I would like to see is that the cooling center spaces be open immediately.
Cooling centers are spaces open overnight hours that offer food, water, and a place to lie down.
Ideally, they also offer medical care for people who are going to need that.
Chow says the city would support Red Cross volunteers to check in on residents door to door.
Well, maybe we can ask the Red Cross to run the cooling center then, right? Because there's obviously a recognition that this heat is dangerous.
The organizer we spoke with, Lorraine Lamb, handed out over 250 cases of water to unhoused folk during the 3-day heat wave. She's concerned with what people will do for the rest of the summer, given already unpredictable weather conditions and these record-breaking highs we saw this week.
And so while it sounds great that they're going to consider a few things in a few months, I want to know what's happening right now. Because right now, I'm out here and people are out here struggling.
City Councilor Alejandro Bravo pushed the city to consider solutions to heat warnings for this summer season. That it be done on an emergency basis, given the demand, provided that city staff are still weighing in on the operational funding. Other recommendations in yesterday's motion include considering reinstating a chief resiliency officer. Toronto had one for 2 years, Elliot Capel. He authored the city's first strategy to deal with climate impacts like flooding, heat waves, and other catastrophic events until they were let go in August 2019, according to Chow. But City Councilor Brad Bradford told reporters Wednesday this isn't necessary.
We don't need a chief heat officer. We just need people to think in advance, plan proactively. It's common sense. If it's going to be hot out, you need to plan accordingly for those work conditions.
Critics say the city had months already to prepare for the heat wave. While backing the 24/7 cooling centers, Bradford says this should have been anticipated in advance.
And just like we saw with snow removal that took weeks to take effect, here we are, a changing of the seasons, but it's the same mismanagement from the mayor at City Hall.
Lamb says a better heat response is crucial to the survival of the city's most vulnerable.
The people who are left behind in this heat are the same people that are left behind in the wintertime when it's cold.
This is Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative on Met Radio, CJTM 1280 AM.